This episode is part of an audiobook series featuring The Daily Stoic, Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, written in 2016 by Holiday and Hanselman. For more audiobooks, please visit my YouTube channel, find me on Spotify, or check out my website for downloads. As always, this audiobook was produced in-house and without artificial intelligence. October 27th, we reap what we sow, with a quote from Seneca in Thyestes, quote, "crimes often return to their teacher," end quote. It's ironic that Seneca would have one of his characters utter this line. As we know, for many years Seneca served as the tutor and mentor to the Emperor Nero. There is a lot of evidence that Seneca was, in fact, a positive moral influence on the deranged young man. But even at the time, Seneca's contemporaries found it strange that a philosopher would serve as the right hand to such an evil person. They even used a Greek word to describe him, tyrant teacher. Just as Shakespeare observed in Macbeth, quote, "bloody instructions which being taught return to plague the inventor," end quote. Seneca's collaboration with Nero ultimately ended with the student murdering the teacher. It's something to think about when you consider whom to work with and whom to do business with in life. If you show a client how to do something unethical or illegal, might they return the favor to an unsuspecting you later on? If you provide a bad example to your employees, to your associates, to your children, might they betray you or hurt you down the road? What goes around comes around is the saying. Karma is a notion we have imported from the East, along similar lines. Seneca paid a price for his instructions to Nero. As has been true throughout the ages, his hypocrisy, avoidable or not, was costly, and so too will be yours. That's all for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and I hope that you continue to grow. Check out my YouTube channel for bonus content, and I'll see you tomorrow with more wisdom.